This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, October 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Workplace meetings, law blocked. Shutdown begins. Bozeman says shutdown could speed farm aid discussions. Judge blocks bill on workplace meetings. Federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction blocking enforcement of California's SB 399, dealing a significant legal setback to the state's effort to restrict employer-employee communications. Issued by U.S. District Judge Daniel Calvaretta, the order halts the state from enforcing SB 399's ban on captive audience meetings, mandatory gatherings in which employers address employees about politics, religion, and union matters. The judge found that the law likely is preempted by the National Labor Relations Act and that it raises serious First Amendment concerns by limiting employers' free speech. Proponents of SB 399 had argued the law protects workers from coercive speech in the workplace, while opponents, including business and farm groups, contended it interferes with free expression and conflicts with federal labor law. The ag reaction? Well, California Chamber of Commerce filing the lawsuit in partnership with other trade groups. Dave Puglia, president and CEO of Western Growers, also a party in the suit, applauded the decision. He said it affirms what we have said from the beginning and that it preserves the right of agriculture and all of California employers to communicate openly with their employees without the state tipping the scales in union organizing campaigns. Jot Condi, president and CEO of the California Restaurant Association, added the law would put employers in the impossible position of deciding what's political and what's not. Government shuts down, but potential rifts loom. It was shutdown day at the USDA. Few workers at the headquarters in Washington, D.C., wrapping up their office work in preparation for an indefinite leave of absence. One employee who spoke to AgriPulse said he planned to catch up on some home projects, but there were no signs on Capitol Hill of a thaw between Democrats and Republicans who are still at loggerheads over spending. Rifts? Well, the Trump administration has raised the prospect of firing federal workers during the shutdown, but there's no word yesterday on when or whether those would take place. One lawmaker, Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska, told AgriPulse Oliver Ward, quote, I think we will learn more here in the next 24 hours or so that there are lots of positions that are funded but not authorized by Congress. And so I think there will be a very diligent and thoughtful process moving forward that will be able to achieve strong efficiencies there and make sure that services are not sacrificed or compromised. So when we can make progress at reducing the bureaucracy, a lot of people win, he said. Administration blames Democrats. The Trump administration blaming Democrats for the shutdown, even in communications that normally wouldn't be partisan. Pages on the USDA website now say they will not be updated, quote, due to the radical left Democrat shutdown. Emails that went out to federal employees on Tuesday also blamed Democrats. Former NRCS Administrator Bruce Knight, now a consultant, said he's worried about an extended shutdown because both sides believe that the American public is going to rally behind their position. If this runs, say, a month or two, then that sets back the ability for a farmer to get a decision on a quip, be able to implement things over the next month, he said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Bozeman, shutdown could help farm aid discussions. The government shutdown heads into day two today, but Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Bozeman tells AgriPulse the shutdown could help to get dollars to struggling farmers. The funding lapse means, quote, things slow down here, so it really allows us to focus on the things that are really important, even more so, Bozeman said in an interview with congressional editor Kim Chipman. As we've reported, lawmakers are looking to revise the USDA Section 32 spending authority to pay for a sizable aid package funded through tariff revenue. The good news is, I think virtually everybody in Congress and certainly the administration is on board now, Bozeman said. As for the timetable, well, it's crucial to act as fast as possible, he said, in the next few weeks. The bankers are very concerned that farmers have the ability to show that they're going to have this income coming in, he said. Iowa lawmakers are pitching to move Beltsville to their state. Iowa's congressional delegation wants Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to make Iowa the new Beltsville, with USDA proposing to move the historic Maryland-based agriculture research facility as a part of its upcoming reorganization. Iowa lawmakers want Rollins to send the lab's researchers to Ames. In a letter, they say Iowa State University researchers already study several of the same subjects, including soybean genomics, hydrology and remote sensing, animal genomics, adaptive cropping systems, and bee research. Surface Transportation Board member sues Trump administration over attempted removal. Former Surface Transportation Board member Robert Primus is suing the Trump administration over its attempt to remove him from the board. Primus, who received a termination email last August, filed a lawsuit yesterday arguing that the administration provided no reasoning when attempting to remove him, which he alleges violates federal law. To satisfy statutory requirements, removals must be due to inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office, according to the lawsuit. Well, here's today's final word. Given the number of employees that they're proposing are going to be furloughed, the impact is much greater than the county offices. It would be the state offices and much of the headquarters. The ones that are left remaining are the ones that are deemed to be essential, that keep the lights on, but also keep emergency functions going. That Bruce Knight, principal and founder of Strategic Conservation Solutions, former administrator of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, October 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Dowling.